Your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams are tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Merry Christmas!
Walk on, with hope in your heart.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It is the 2 o'clock hour of the Best of Don and Mike. Greetings and hello. Hope you had a great Labor Day, everybody. Tis I, your old buddy, Rob Spiewak, with you for the next few shows anyway. How are you anyway? Enjoying some great Don and Mike moments. That was, of course, Jerry Lewis, who did not make his number on the telethon yesterday, which means if he worked here at WJFK, they would have fired him. So let's get started with the 2 o'clock hour, the Best of Don and Mike. Of course, the real Don and Mike show, the network show, comes up at 3, so stick around for that. But we're going to get started. Now, you know Don loves Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, but we make fun of him because, frankly, he sounds like Carl Spackler from Caddyshack. But Don really does think he's like the Mozart of our age, and he probably enjoyed listening to this CD that came out recently. Brian Wilson, live at the Roxy Nightclub in Los Angeles. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that I am a cynical a-hole, and there's not a lot of people in this world who I truly admire and respect. I mean that. Brian Wilson is one of those.
The disc jockey?
No, the Beach Boy.
Ah, the Beach Boy, yes.
The haunting melodies.
The creative force behind the Beach Boy.
I mean, seriously, I've said this before, I think the guy in future generations is going to be thought of as freaking Beethoven.
Genius.
That, I mean, the songs to me are all of the songs when I was growing up, and Pet Sounds was maybe the best album I've ever heard in my life. Brian Wilson was the genius behind the Beach Boys. Okay? Now that I've done all of that ass-kissing, let me tell you that I recently purchased his new album, Live at the Roxy.
Ah, very good. And there's a picture of the current Brian Wilson on the cover.
Here he is, and
look for the union label.
As you can see on the back, he's sitting at a keyboard.
And look at him surrounded by his support staff.
Yeah, he has a kick-ass band behind him, and he's got guys who sound like the Beach Boys. Mm. And just let me say, I love Brian Wilson, but I would not be honest if I didn't tell you that when I heard this, I about peed my pants.
Now, he's got the background singer. She's got the backup band. Is there enough of Brian Wilson where we can hear him come through?
Yeah.
Loud and clear?
The first song I've selected is one of my all-time favorite Beach Boys songs. We've been having fun all summer long.
Okay.
Okay. All summer long. And the song starts off with the do 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 to sit in my car outside your
sitting in my car.
Now, up to that point, it's all background singers.
Right.
Then when you get to the line, remember when I spilled Coke all over your blouse? Mm-hmm. That's Brian Wilson.
Okay.
Right. So You listen and you
okay.
you judge. There he is. And again, the band and the other singers, tight as can be. Right, he's not good.
T-shirts cut off and a pair of
phones. Here he is again.
We've been having fun all summer long.
It's like the Caddyshack guy.
Yeah. All summer long you've been with me. I can't see enough of you.
He's not singing. These are all the backup guys. Here he is.
When we rode that horse, we got a thrill.
Wow.
A thrill.
Sad.
Every now and then we hear our song. Every now and then we hear our song. We've been having fun all summer long.
Now here are the high point, and they don't even bother to sing. They all just whistle. Poor Brian Wilson.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide.
Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right.
Monkey boy, you leave, and you're not too far between.
Boy, almost sounds like it's sampled.
Let me,
We know Brian Wilson has had his issues mentally. Is there anything physically wrong with him that causes...
Well, I
has
think
he had a stroke?
No, I think
I
it's the, anybody that's done that much, you know, narcotic work.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to probably get the little
toasty.
You know, the circuits that are broken between the brain and the mouth. Right.
I'm looking at you.
What's this one?
Oh, great one.
Oh, yeah.
God only knows what I'd do without you.
One of their best.
And again, I mean, even listen to the musicians he's got behind him. They're doing a great job. As I say, I like Brian Wilson. I'm sorry.
I may not always love you.
Chris Burke saying.
As long as there are stars above you.
You know, I'll give him credit on his pitch.
Yeah,
he's got perfect pitch.
I'll make you so sure about it.
It's just a way.
He only knows what I'd be without you.
Without you.
But it's like bad karaoke, man.
If you should ever leave me.
All right, hold on. That one's a little more in his range.
Yelping to
It definitely has a sound of drunkenness. Yeah. Because you're right. His tone
God
right.
knows what I'd be without you.
Okay, let's go to...
You're wearing green so you can hide your tramp.
You remember when it spilled coke all over your blouse?
His notes are dead on. It's when he has to use diction.
Right. All right, hold on. Let me try.
Well, it's been, I don't know how long.
Is this in my room?
Yeah.
It's great. I'm looking at you.
Most lyrics that are appropriate.
There's a world.
Now, this is.
I can go tell my.
See, now he really needs the help.
And, you know, this is his anthem.
In my room.
You can barely hear him singing on this. It's mainly the background.
In my room,
I'm playing in a sandbox.
In this world, I lock out.
See, he's
right. He got himself some good background
That's
singers.
That's what I thought. I mean, these guys sound better than the Beach Boys.
I feel
Let's go to another slow one.
Hey, you.
To see how they do with
Surfer Girl.
Okay.
Do you love me?
I jump ship in Auckland, and I make my way over to Tibet. Then I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalaya.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper.
Again, not him now.
Right. But, I mean, anybody can hide in this.
These guys are actually a pretty decent Beach Boy sound-alike band. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama. Club son of the Lama.
See, they hide him.
Now there's a solo in here.
There is.
Could be him.
The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. I'm on a first tee. What am I giving the driver? He hauls off in waxwork. Big hitter. Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier.
We could run the surf together while our love grows.
I mean, maybe you gotta be a Brian Wilson lover like me to appreciate. Let's,
he's, if you know Brian Wilson, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch is okay. But of course, we're talking about, he's getting an awful lot of, he's getting a lot of hip.
Yeah.
A lot of help.
A ton of help. Which is why you got to just listen to the isolated lines like in All Summer Long.
That's right.
Let's see.
Okay, this is going to be our rocker for the night. Let's get going.
It's good going, kids.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba
ba ba ba.
That's not him. No, that's not him. It's not him.
Also, tempo-wise, it's brought down just a
little bit.
A little half a beat.
Right. Now, he's there somewhere.
Right. You think his keyboard's plugged in?
I bet they're pulling a Jack Diamond on him.
Yeah, are there any other keyboards on stage that you see on the picture?
You think he's plugged in?
That's him.
That's him. I count on the picture on the album, one, two, three other keyboards.
That's total four? You got me rocking.
Play it, Mike Denbach.
Play it again.
And here's one.
Play it again.
Or actually, the pitch is not bad. It's not a Beach Boys song, but it's like bad karaoke.
Okay.
Great. I'm looking at you for green so you can hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Absolutely, you know, songs that are in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, but even having said that, listen to this.
I'll make you happy, baby. Just wait and see. For every kiss you give.
And I got so much of that background happening. Yeah.
plenty of money.
I bet he's happy.
As a father,
Cinderella story, this unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about 200. Boy, he got out of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild for this young Cinderella. He's coming out of nowhere. He's got about...
Bill Murray, live at the Roxy.
Here we go.
Be my baby. Through his eyes, I guess. He lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and he's gonna. Cinderella story. I'm a grangekeeper now. About to be.
He's in the hole.
Looking at you, wore green so you could hide.
Ryan Houston! Cinderella story.
There we go.
Thank you all for coming.
Okay, now. What we're going to do now, how loud can you yell? I mean.
Wow.
Okay.
Hold on. I think you can top it. Let's get it one more. All right, now. How would you like if we gave you some good vibes? You want some good vibes?
Good vibes.
Really good
my
vibes?
Favorite. My favorite Beach Boys song.
All right.
I love this song. I don't care if he's effed up.
he does okay with his part on this one.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Yeah, well, as good as you can.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Maybe this is a good one, too.
It's funny, right?
He kind of backs away on the harmony. The sound man, like, takes him away.
Now, this is nothing. This is no Brian Wilson. This is the background. It's right here.
He's got shit.
That's his little machine, too.
Yeah, that little wee-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
What was it called?
It's called a theremin.
A theremin?
A theremin. I think it's T-H-E-R-E-M-I-N.
A theremin. Here we go.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile. I know she must be calm.
It's great. I'm looking at you.
Look in her eyes.
You wore green so you could hide.
Blossom world.
Do you know what the lamb says?
No.
The lamb.
The rest is all just the background singers here on this.
We got a good band, obviously. That'd be a good show. I'd go see that show.
Tight as hell.
Is he touring Washington this summer?
I would go see him.
Mm. Backstage.
Again, the definitive.
Hello, Don.
Right here.
I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
That was a good one.
Cue Brian.
Remember when we spilled gold all over your blouse?
Cinderella story.
All summer long you've been with me. I can't see enough of you.
looking at you. Your feet so you can hide.
When we rode that horse, we got a thrill.
He's gonna sniff me.
And I said, hey.
Every now and then we hear our song.
We've been having fun all summer long.
You will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me. Which is nice.
This is nice.
I'm looking at you.
Every now and then we hear a song.
Breathe so you can hide.
We've been having fun all summer long.
Don't blame you, you're a tramp.
We've been having fun all summer long.
Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right.
Anyway, you know. It hurts you to do this, doesn't it?
It does.
That's funny.
It does.
I understand you're a big fan of his. And, you know, he's still hanging in there. Better off than a couple of his brothers.
It sounds like it was a really fun show. A real intimate kind of
thing. We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate, you know. So I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Do you prefer an intimate kind of a smaller crowd when you're playing live or one of the bigger houses?
I like the small ones. It's easier to sing to, and I get a more closer relationship with the audience. You know what I mean? Lou Adler, my friend Lou Adler, owns the Roxy. Yeah, I knew him in the 60s.
Were you nervous at all?
I didn't know this was on there.
Oh, I was very nervous. Yeah, I had butterflies in my stomach. As soon as the first chord of the first song started, I felt okay. I was like, that was cool. Yeah. It was like a reunion kind of thing for me, yeah.
Are there any particular songs that you were especially proud of?
Hold on. Who picked that interviewer? Are there any particular songs?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
You said a number of times while you've been playing the tracks that you're a big fan of Brian's, and I want to know where this is coming from because you're insulting the guy.
Come on, listen.
We're just having a little fun.
It's funny. I think
it's funny to listen to and yes. make fun of the way he talks?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a guy that fried his own brain.
He did it to himself. It ain't like he was in a car wreck or something.
You're absolutely right. I don't deny that.
And
he did
tell
all
you,
this stuff to himself. But he talked about a legend in the industry.
But yeah. Is it funny? Yes.
It's not funny.
I am my pants listening to this, and I can say at the exact same time that the guy is absolutely, without a doubt, our generation's Beethoven.
Exactly.
And if I lived back in the time of Beethoven, and Beethoven got fried on LSD and acid, and then later came out and was doing interviews like this.
It sounds like it was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of
thing. We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate.
I would be goofing on Beethoven as well.
Yeah, just having a little fun.
All right, because I've seen him in these concerts, and you're absolutely right. Everybody picked up the slack for him. He was singing harmony in Surfer Girl rather than singing the lead.
His keyboard
is plugged in, but they have the volume down. Wish they did the same thing when he toured with the Beach Boys back in the
70s. I remember when I saw him backstage.
Mike and I saw it in 1985.
I was backstage in 1985 and watched Brian Wilson literally carried up the stairs. They literally carried him up the stairs and put him on his seat.
But having said all of that, it does not mean that I cannot be a fan, say he is the greatest musician.
We're fans of Elvis, too. We have fun with Elvis.
Maybe of my life, but listen.
Okay.
You're
right.
You got to hear
it hits closer to home because he's a fan, and yeah, you make fun of Elvis. I'm not offended because I'm not a fan of Elvis. So
and you know what? And frankly, really, the first time I got this album, my first reaction with this CD was sadness.
Right.
Exactly.
The first time. But
that
then,
was mine
but then,
when I saw
but
him
then
do
the
it
second,
live.
But then the second...
It really destroyed me to see him
second
do it live.
The second time, I laughed.
You know, you can be a fan
the
of
third
anybody,
time,
and you can be a big fan of anybody, if their behavior results in something that's kind of comical, you laugh at it. Everybody
bones today, all bones up for your ball, bones for your money, bones today. La 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 la, lee, 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 la. I should buy your share of freedom today.
It sounds like it was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of.
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but very intimate, you know,
which was nice.
Brothers say you are taking the sunshine.
See, that is not Brian Wilson.
That is an old man that used to sing songs in a nursing home.
Hard to tell.
You know what's amazing? You know, as much as fun as we're having making fun of him, you hear his pitch come through and his musicality come through this
He's just got this whole thing happening.
He's got that thing where he fried his brain up a little bit, but man, he is. Oh, God. Amazing.
Well, I'm going to spend my summer back home.
Writer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We got a break. Okay. All right. Is that what you're coming into?
Hey, everybody's telling you to break.
Everybody keeps tapping me on the shoulder, opening the doors.
Tom, we need to break.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mike. Come on now. Gotta break.
Come on now. I gotta go play in my sandbox.
Okay.
Right time, Cabo. We'll talk about the right time, Cabo, Joe. That's all.
Thank you.
That's all.
That's all. Okay, thank you.
Maybe see if I can think of another one. Maybe.
Okay, there you go. Brian Wilson, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
I'm John Goodman. Do you ever feel like your own family is driving you insane? Oh, good. I thought it was just me.
Center of the Universe, a new comedy, CBS Wednesday, September 29th.
Sexy, stylish, sensational. The show that made Tom Selleck a star comes to DVD.
Funny the things a grown man will do for a living.
Magnum P.I., the complete first season in Collector's Edition Digital Perfection. 18 episodes from the award-winning action series.
Hold it. You're in trouble, Mr. Magnum.
Plus, a bonus DVD featuring Magnum's hottest guest stars.
You won.
I know.
Tom Selleck is Magnum P.I., the complete first season on DVD today. And Peter Falk is Columbo, now in a 5-disc DVD collection.
Who are you?
My name's Columbo.
He's not just another cop.
I'm just another cop.
He's not just making a pest of himself.
I'm making a pest of myself.
He's just the greatest detective in television history.
Even my wife admits it.
Get the complete first season, plus the two original Columbo.